Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
And it's with the RTE payment scandal we begin, because it's been revealed today by RTE that the Director General, Dee Forbes, was suspended from her employment by the board of the national broadcaster on Wednesday. In a moment, I'll be getting the latest from Irish Times current affairs editor Arthur Beasley. But first, let's hear from Dee Forbes herself, in her own words, from an interview in December 2019 with the online site joe.ie. Now, in that interview, in November 2019, RTE committed to reducing the fees paid to the top 10 earners by 15% due to the financial crisis in the organisation. We now know that between 2017 and 2022, Ryan Tubridy received a series of payments totalling €345,000 above his annual published salary. But in this 2019 interview, Dee Forbes is first asked about payments to RTE's highest earners and the plans to cut their pay.
These people have, you know, a dual obligation as well. Mm. They have a public service obligation and they have a commercial obligation. Mm. Having said that, you know, I have, you know, addressed this in the plan where, you know, we're in discussions with our top presenters to take, you know, a 15% pay cut. And that's in discussion. That's ongoing. So we are tackling that. And I think as well, you know, those people have taken, you know, quite a large pay cut over the years. They will take another cut. And I think what this has to be looked at is in perspective of where we are now. Mm. You know, I'm taking a pay cut. The executive team are taking a pay cut because I think, given where we are as an organisation, it's the right thing to do.
Do you think if you had a salary cap of 200,000, you would lose those people?
Look, I'm not going to get into caps. You know, I think there is, you know, all of these discussions are individual. All of these people, you know, play a very significant role, actually.
Are they commercially vital to RTE?
But I think, you know, you have to have light and shade in a world where you are commercial and you are public, public broadcasting. And I think they are vital. And I think they, you know, they are ambassadors for RTE. You know, they work incredibly hard. And they're very cognizant of the role they play and of their position in all of this. So those conversations are ongoing. You know, they are very valuable to us and to the nation, actually. Because not only sometimes RTE ambassadors are seen, you know, certainly around the world as ambassadors for the country as well. But look, as I say, I agree and I admit that people find it, you know, difficult. We have to move on from that because that is not the issue here. The issue is that, you know, we have a big job to do. We have to future-proof RTE for the world.
And that is Dee Forbes in 2019 in that interview with Joe.ie. And in the next clip I'm going to play you, she's asked why she took the job as Director General of RTE.
I took this job for many reasons. I suppose the main one being is that I fundamentally believe in public service broadcasting and I believe in RTE in that place. We have an awful lot to do as an organisation. We have to change. We have to change faster than we have been changing. And we have to bring the public with us. That isn't always easy because, you know, for every person that likes something, somebody else doesn't. And that's also the challenge of public service broadcasting. You know, we have to have light and shade, which means that not everyone will like everything we do. But that's okay, as long as, you know, the majority of people are engaging with us in the way they want to engage and that we're providing the service that they expect from us, then I'm happy.
And that is from the 2019 interview, as I say. Joining me now is Arthur Beasley, who's political editor, current affairs editor with the Irish Times. Arthur Falsruth, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
This is a fast-moving story. What is the latest here in terms of this scandal?
Well, I mean, the latest is that Dee Forbes was suspended on Wednesday. RTE issued a statement shortly before 12 noon this morning. It said there were processes ongoing and the station must be mindful of legal responsibilities to the rights and the rights of individuals, and said, therefore, that it wouldn't be commenting further on that question. However, the disclosure this morning has raised questions as to why this wasn't set out yesterday in the statement from the board, which in which this issue burst into the open. And Seamus Dooley, who's the Irish secretary of the National Union of Journalists, has said in a statement today that this form of drip-drip announcement, he has likened it to a sort of industrial relations striptease, and says it does nothing to reassure the employees of RTE.
Because just to be absolutely clear with listeners, the RTE executives would have known, would they, or the board would have known yesterday when this story broke, when we were told that the Director General was on leave on holiday, that she was suspended. That would have been known.
It's difficult to imagine that it wouldn't have been known. This is the biggest issue to hit the national broadcaster for many, many years. It has plunged the organisation into deep, deep crisis. And the idea that the board wouldn't have known that the Director General had been suspended the day before it issued this statement is simply does not stack up, it seems to me.
What about some have questioned the transparency with which RTE is dealing with this, Arthur? To my knowledge, no executive has done an interview or with RTE since this news has broken.
Well, this was taken up earlier on today by the Minister for Arts, that's Catherine Martin. She said, for the sake of transparency, it was good that the announcement had been made yesterday. But given that the suspension had taken place, it would be helpful if the executive board of RTE was available to speak on the matter. She's the minister. She's meeting the chairwoman of the board on Monday.
And I know the Eireachtas online or the Eireachtas media committee, communications committee, are holding an online private meeting as of the last hour or so. They're probably still in that. And we'll speak with Ciarán Cannon of Fine Gael a little bit later on, just after five. I'm told Adrian Lynch is acting deputy DG, will appear on the 6-1 news now. But can I ask you where we go from here in terms of investigations and what politicians are calling for, given that they were misled for a number of years?
Well, I mean, it's open season at RTE. So you have this committee, a virtual committee meeting that's taking place. You have a clamour from the Public Accounts Committee to hear from RTE. That's going to happen pretty soon. And then you have this whole question of RTE's push for additional public funding from the government and pretty clear signals, albeit quietly, within government that that's now pretty much off the agenda from the perspective of people looking at what has happened in the last 24 hours.
Okay, Arthur Beasley of the Irish Times, thank you very much indeed. I can tell you we're going to stay with this story for a minute because I have, which is breaking news, a new statement from Ryan Tuberty, who's at the centre of this story as well as RTE. I'll read you the statement. He says, further to my statement yesterday, I wish to respond to issues in the last 24 hours arising from RTE's accounting treatment and publication of payments made to me between 2017 and 2022. RTE's accounting treatment and publication of payments made to me between 2017 and 2022 contained serious errors. While I have no responsibility for the corporate governance in RTE, or how or what they publish in their accounts, when my earnings were published, I should have asked questions at the time and sought answers as to the circumstances which resulted in incorrect figures being published. I didn't. And I bear responsibility for my failure to do so. For this, I apologise unreservedly. For the avoidance of doubt, all my earnings from RTE have at all times been included in my company's accounts that were prepared by my accountant and filed with the company's registration office, and all my taxes are up to date. My filed accounts with details of these earnings have previously been reported on in the media. Ryan Tuberty's statement goes on to say, at the centre of all of this is trust. The trust of colleagues in RTE and the trust of a great many people who listen to my show. To them, I wholeheartedly apologise for my error of judgment. Separately, it's been reported that I did not take a pay cut over the last number of years. This is simply not true. Over the period of my contract with RTE, I have been asked to take several reductions in salary, and I did. Indeed, between 2012 and today, my pay from RTE was cut by approximately 40%. I also wish to respond to suggestions that this issue had some bearing on my decision to step down from hosting the Late Late Show. It did not, he says. And Ryan Tuberty goes on to say, finally, I'm disappointed that RTE has decided that for editorial reasons, I should not broadcast my radio show next week. I look forward to returning to the radio show, a job I love, as soon as possible. And I hope my listeners and my colleagues appreciate my sincerity on this. And that is a new statement from Ryan Tuberty. And that is that statement read in full as I received it.